WJZ, New York. From the NBC newsroom in New York, the United States is preparing for prosecution of total war with Japan. At 12:30 this afternoon, Eastern Standard Time, President Roosevelt is to address the nation over the combined radio facilities of the country. The President's address will be made at a joint session of the House and Senate, and in it, Mr. Roosevelt is expected to ask for all-out retaliation for Japan's ruthless attacks on Hawaii, the Philippines, and other American possessions in the Pacific. Mr. Roosevelt's address is expected to give the first full account of all that has happened since the first announcement yesterday afternoon that Japanese warplanes had sent their bombs crashing into our chief Pacific naval base at Pearl Harbor. The White House made the first announcement that hostilities had begun, that Japan, without warning, and while her envoys were still in Washington to talk peace, had begun the war. Mr. Roosevelt has been in immediate contact with all operations since that hour. And when he delivers his address, his words will contain the latest information to reach the capital. Japan has hurled all her sea and air might against the United States throughout the Pacific. The raid on Hawaii was a sneak raid made without warning. So far as is known, about 350 United States soldiers are dead and about 300 are listed as wounded. American forces retaliated under orders previously drawn up and formally put into effect from Washington. Our forces resisted not only in the Hawaiian Islands, but in the Philippines. Guam and Wake Islands have been raided. Wake Island has no defenses and possibly has been captured. And from the Pacific, Shanghai. Japanese Army and Navy forces swarmed throughout the main section of the century-old international settlement today, but their officers proclaimed a minimum of restrictions upon Americans and Britons in the area as long as they preserve law and order. Tokyo. Sudden Japanese attacks on American military and naval and island strongholds in the Pacific and on the British bastion of Singapore were announced today by Imperial Headquarters. The announcement, broadcast by the Tokyo Radio, said the Japanese carried out the swift attack on American naval, military, and air forces in Hawaii. Far to the west of that action, the Japanese added their forces captured the United States gunboat Wake and sank the British gunboat Petrel. Both were stationed at Shanghai. Manila. The United States Army announced today that Japanese warplanes had attacked Davao on Mindanao Island and had bombed Bafuyo, summertime mountain capital of the Philippines. Latin America is moving to join the conflict on the side of the United States and Great Britain. Costa Rica is already formally at war with the Japanese. So the country immediately to the north of the Panama Canal is in the ranks, the first to make the declaration. The rallying point of the American nations is the Havana Agreement of July last year. The agreement calls for consultations on possible aid between all the nations of the Western Hemisphere whenever any one of them is attacked. In Argentina, Brazil, and elsewhere, steps already have been taken to put the Havana Agreement into effect. Canada already has declared war on Japan. Cuba and Mexico have assured Washington of their support. Mexico has taken precautions to guard her Pacific coastline. In Russia, the Russians report more successes against the Germans. Moscow announces the capture of more villages west of the city, and the Soviet infantry on this front is still advancing with the support of tanks. Still more gains are claimed by the Russians on the Kalinin Front, northwest of Moscow, and in the Tula sector to the southwest. And in Africa, a massive new tank battle is raging in the desert sand south of Tobruk. This battle has now been going on for 2 days. And British headquarters at Cairo say that their imperial forces have met with some success. Army Air Corps authorities at Mitchell Field, Long Island, have asked us to make the following announcement. All personnel of the ground observation system of the 1st Interceptor Command will report to their posts immediately. All planes are to be reported. If you have not received your code name, it will reach you shortly. This announcement applies to the ground observation system in the following states: Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, Connecticut, New York, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, Maryland, Virginia, North Carolina, and Washington, D.C. The order is signed by the commanding general of the 1st Interceptor Command. This news came to you from the NBC newsroom in New York. This is the National Broadcasting Company.
This is WJZ, New York, at 25 minutes before 7 a.m. This station will bring you the latest news as it occurs from the NBC newsroom in New York and strategic points throughout the world.
and dark. Ain't no hurry, baby, and it helps us stay along. In a hurry, so Texas, we've got plenty to do. And some of the morning to do.
Good morning, everyone. This is Dick Dudley bringing you another Sunrise Review. Recorded and transcribed music played for your early morning pleasure. The temperature this morning in Manhattan is 28 degrees. Quite a cold day. However, the weatherman says we'll be fair today with slowly rising temperature. And now let's see for our march this morning, the volunteer. Volunteer march played at, or rather ended at, 20 minutes before 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. You know, the armed forces of the United States depend upon our citizens to supply them with the equipment they need. The United States Army is welding itself into an invincible force. The men in training camps this winter need the best food, uniforms, and other equipment which we can provide. The Air Force needs more planes, now building hundreds of warships to double the strength of our Navy. You can help to give our defenders all the equipment they need. Buy United States defense bonds and stamps for yourself. Use them for Christmas presents, too. Your dimes and dollars invested in this way will be used for national defense. Remember that you're making a loan to your government, not a gift, when you buy defense bonds and stamps. Your money will be paid back to you if you need it. But if you hold your defense bond for 10 years, you will receive $100 for each $75 which you paid in. This is a safe and sane way to help your country and also help yourself. Buy your defense bonds at your post office, bank, or saving and loan association. 19 minutes before 7 and time for John Siegel with the morning hymn. John sings this morning, Beautiful Beckoning Hands.
Beckoning hands, beautiful beckoning hand, calling the dear one to heavenly land. Beautiful hand, beckoning hand, beautiful, beautiful beckoning hand.
Thank you, John. Well, the weatherman says it's fair with slowly rising temperature today, and we need it. The temperature in Manhattan is 28 degrees. And the time right now, 16 and a half minutes before 7. Here's a very fine arrangement of Betty O'Toole. Oh, Susanna. Remember when that one started? Long time ago. Oh, Susanna. 14 and a half minutes before 7 a.m. The temperature is 28 degrees. The weather's going to be fair today with slowly rising temperature. This is your Sunrise Review, bringing you...
in my eyes eyes and smile. Oh, what a
thank you, Glenn Miller. That was a thrilling version of I'm Thrilled. Very nice. You know, there's a nice little penthouse in Manhattan. Nothing elaborate, just a few small rooms. Nice little skylight. Very cozy little place, and I should know, because I live there. I think Bob Tormey brought up this tune this morning for my little penthouse. It's the Penthouse Serenade. And Bob Tormey. Bob Crosby's record, but Bob Tormey played it to me. Hey, that's fine. I like it. And the time. Time is 7 minutes and 15 seconds before 7 a.m. I think I told you it's pretty cold this morning. Better wear the muffler, the gloves, and a very heavy overcoat. 28 degrees. But it's going to get warmer today. That's a nice thought. It's going to be fair and a slowly rising temperature. Well, here's a new tune. It's a brand new one, and we think it's a dandy. It starts off very nice and romantic anyway. Teddy Powell and his orchestra with Make Love to Me.
Big moon coming over the hill. And do you know something? I've never seen you look so beautiful as you do tonight.
instead of making conversation. Make love to me. Make love to me, my darling. While there is still a moon. Must I, darling, while there is still a moon. Must I, must I keep addressing you? There are moments when my lips adore addressing you, but tonight my lips are only
take you now to San Francisco. For an on-the-spot report from the Far East, we take you now to San Francisco. Go ahead, San Francisco.
Aim at the establishment of the Japanese domination over the whole of East and Southeast Asia. This greed of conquest is also, and certainly not in the last place, directed at the Netherlands Indies. Fellow citizens, men and women of whatever race or creed, I call upon you for the fulfillment of a difficult but sublime duty to Queen and Kingdom, to the community and to yourself. The duty of every subject in time of war. May God make us worthy of the task which lies before us. Word has been received since that all Japanese subjects have been rounded up and are already on their way to locations outside Batavia. Not one incident occurred in the process. It was done with such speed that the Japanese were taken completely by surprise. Some of them were seen sitting in their rooms at the Hotel des Indes in pajamas, dumbly reading newspapers when the authorities arrived. It is apparent that they had had no advance warning of Japan's intention to strike. All Americans in the Indies, most of whose wives and children are in the States, are keeping in close touch with our able American Consul General, Dr. Walter Foote. Dr. Foote told me this morning that not one single American has shown any signs of alarm, nor has a single word been said about evacuation. Despite the manner in which Japan has launched its attack, a complete calm is prevalent in all quarters here. There appears to be unreserved confidence in the Governor General and wholehearted approval of the population for the prompt response of the government to participate shoulder to shoulder with Uncle Sam. I now return you to the National Broadcasting Company.
for me to sit so to my bed. My eyes are almost closing now, and oh, here I hardly can hold up my head. So I must go to sleep.
These have been songs, ladies and gentlemen, of varied nature by Joseph Morey and his trio. This is the National Broadcasting Company, RCA Building, Radio City, New York. WJZ, New York. The station that will bring you the news as it occurs from the NBC newsroom and strategic points throughout the world.